here's a story from The World.
So let's look at how vaccine outreach has worked in the UK. The UK has had one of the world's highest death rates from COVID-19, not exactly a model for success. But there is one area where British Prime Minister Boris Johnson can claim some good marks: his country's vaccine rollout campaign. It's been one of the fastest on earth. But a few months in, it's become clear that some communities are falling through the cracks. Here's The World's Orla Barry in London.
Politicians from opposing parties in Britain rarely see eye to eye. But black MPs from all parties do agree on one thing: encouraging people from Britain's black communities to get the coronavirus vaccine. They even made a video to get the word out.
We understand the fears, the anxieties and the confusion.
We understand the genuine history of mistrust some black people will rightfully feel.
Each of us. One of the lawmakers featured is London MP David Lammy. Lammy's uncle died from COVID-19 in New York last year.
That was very depressing and very real. And I was very, very sad not to be able to get to his funeral and, frankly, to have to watch that over Zoom.
But Lammy says his uncle is just one of the people he knows who has died from the virus.
I've lost an old school friend, classmate. Many people in the local mosques have lost their lives. You know, there's a lot of grief, I think, in black, Asian and minority ethnic communities here in the UK, where it's now become virtually impossible not to know someone really who has lost their life.
People from the black and Asian communities in the UK are almost twice as likely to die from the virus compared to white people. That's according to Public Health England, a government health agency. Now a new study into the vaccine rollout in Britain finds that black, Asian and other ethnic minorities are less likely to have received the vaccine. Vaccine hesitancy appears to be one big reason for the discrepancy, which doesn't surprise David Lammy.
Because I had been in touch with relatives who are in their 80s and 70s to ask them if they had taken the vaccine. Many of them were coming back and saying no, they weren't sure they wanted it.
The causes of vaccine hesitancy are complex. There are plenty of examples of how badly black people have been treated by the scientific community in the past. But Winston Morgan, a professor of toxicology and clinical biochemistry at the University of East London, says it's still a problem.
Most people will have a story of someone in their family or themselves engaging with the medical profession in some way and not having a nice experience, an experience based on discrimination or bias.
Just last month, a new report showed black women in Britain are four times more likely to die in childbirth than white women. Poverty, poor housing and racism are said to be among the main causes. Morgan says the community needs to be represented among the scientists and healthcare leaders.
Fundamentally, black people need to be part of the system as professionals, not just as customers or users. So they need to be part of the hierarchy. People need to see people who look like them in serious positions.
Dr. Anita Raja is acutely aware of this problem. She's a GP in Birmingham in England. Born to an Afghan mother and Pakistani father, Raja speaks Urdu, Punjabi and Persian. She released a video on social media recently explaining all about the vaccine in Urdu. Raja says ethnic communities need to be able to access information in their own languages, and that trust with the medical profession is important too.
We've got a huge Bangladeshi Pakistani community here. And yes, I must say they are reluctant. They do not want to speak to their doctor because they feel that, you know, they might not be heard, they might not be understood.
Raja has noticed that she attracts Urdu and Punjabi speaking patients. And she's heard all the vaccine conspiracy theories. A new video featuring celebrities from ethnic minority communities was broadcast across Britain's TV channels a few days ago. It encourages people to get vaccinated and aims to debunk some of those myths.
The vaccine does not include pork or any material of fetal or animal origin.
There is no chip or tracker in the vaccine to keep watching where you go. Your mobile phone actually does a much better job of that.
The vaccine does not change or damage our DNA. Not taking the vaccine can damage us more.
Religious leaders are also playing a role. Imams have delivered sermons during Friday prayers to reassure worshippers about the vaccine. And pop-up vaccination centres have opened at mosques and Hindu temples. Emmanuel Adeseko, a pastor in Birmingham, met with the religious leaders of different faiths recently to see what they could do to encourage vaccine uptake. And for Adeseko, it's also personal. His father died from COVID-19 last year.
He was 65 years old when he passed. So, you know, and he was a healthy man as well. It was quite a shock, to be honest with you.
Adesekwu says he's heard from a lot of people who are nervous about the vaccine, but he says it's important not to criticise them for their views.
I've had scenarios where some people have said to me, listen, I don't want to take the vaccine. I said, okay, that's fine. The door is open if you want to have a conversation, because we don't want to be burning bridges in a time where we need every single citizen to be able to work together.
And there's still work to be done. The largest hospital trust in England says Black Caribbean, Black African and Filipino staff are getting vaccinated at a much lower rate than other healthcare workers. And that's the sort of thing, experts say, that will need to change for Britain to truly get a handle on the pandemic. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.